AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. What a story Lewis Jordan has to tell. For 66 days, the South Carolina sailor has been missing in the Atlantic. But Thursday afternoon, a German tanker spotted him sitting on the hull of his overturned 35-foot sailboat about 200 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. The U.S. Coast Guard arranged for his father, Frank, to talk to Lewis.
Lewis, you're fine, son. I'm so glad that you're alive. We prayed and prayed, and we hoped that you were still alive.
The Coast Guard doesn't know when Lewis Jordan's sailboat overturned or how long he'd been sitting on the hull, but he told a helicopter crew who airlifted him to a hospital in Norfolk, Virginia, he survived by catching fish and eating them. President Obama is hailing the framework for a nuclear deal with Iran, saying it could be historic.
The president says if it's implemented, the deal sketched out in Switzerland would close off all of Iran's pathways to a nuclear bomb.
It is a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives.
Plus, he says there'll be robust inspections.
If Iran cheats, the world will know it.
The framework has Iran cutting its uranium enrichment hardware by two-thirds and dismantling the core of its plutonium reactor. As compliance is verified, sanctions would come off. Obama says he knows critics in Congress will sound off about the deal, but he says it's far better than military alternatives he says would unleash a new Mideast war. Mark Smith at the White House.
House Speaker John Boehner says Congress has to be allowed to review details of any nuclear agreement with Iran before any sanctions are lifted. In a written statement, he says it would be naive to think that Tehran wouldn't use its nuclear program, as well as any easing of economic sanctions, to, quote, further destabilize the region.
AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reporting from Capitol Hill. This is AP Radio News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has answered charges of corruption in a courtroom.
After Senator Menendez pleaded not guilty in Newark to corruption charges, his attorney Abby Lowell read reporters a litany of high officials charged by the Justice Department and later cleared: Mike Espy, Ted Stevens, John Edwards.
This case, too, will become another of those mistaken cases that should have never been brought.
Menendez is accused of using his office to benefit a wealthy backer, Florida ophthalmologist Salomon Melgen, who was accused of siphoning millions from Medicare. Menendez says he did nothing wrong, that he and Melgen, who also pleaded not guilty, are longtime friends. Trial was set for July 13th. I'm Warren Levinson.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has signed a revised version of a religious rights bill that supporters say addresses concerns that the original proposal sanctioned discrimination against gays and lesbians. Indiana lawmakers have revised a similar measure. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.